This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
It's Q104, Friday morning, let's go. It's the end of a long week, and my side hustle has been keeping me very busy as well, so it's been...
I've noticed you have been out and about all of the evenings. You were at volleyball yesterday?
I'm never home anymore. I'm never home. I'm always in a gym or at a stadium somewhere. Yes, last night I was at a volleyball, Bay Village Volleyball. I'm acting as their PA announcer for this season. Mm-hmm. They're doing tremendous. I think they're 11-1 now in the season.
Okay, they're crushing it.
They really are.
Let's go.
Also doing Rocky River Soccer.
Fun stuff.
And tonight is like the Super Bowl of PA announcing.
This is it.
Here in Cuyahoga County.
This is the big one.
I'm doing football for the first time tonight.
Friday Night Lights.
I am scared out of my mind.
Oh, you're going to have so much fun. It's such a vibe. Friday night football games?
I hope I have fun. Football is the hardest sport, I think, to announce.
You think so?
There's just so much going on. There's so much announcing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say something after every play. At least with soccer, sometimes with soccer, I don't have to say anything for like 7-8 minutes.
Wow.
Like that, there's not that many things that you have to announce at a soccer game.
But football, it's just faster.
Yeah.
Like fast paced.
Right. And there's so much going on that you have to have the quarterback's number right and the running back, or if they throw it to a wide receiver, and you have to know who tackled the guy, and you have to know how many yards, where the ball is. What's the next down? Is it 2nd and 10?
Oh, you're psyching yourself out. You're going to do great.
So much. And tonight at Rocky River, it's senior night.
And that's the game that your PA announcing for is senior night?
So I also have to introduce every senior and whoever is escorting them across the football field in this ceremony, either their parents or, you know, some family member.
Yeah. So not only are you PA announcing tonight, you are making lifelong memories for these teenagers. No pressure.
There's way too much pressure.
No pressure.
I have the script in front of me. I'm looking at it right now, and I've got all the names. I've got all the names, like, phonetically typed out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just praying.
Oh, you're going to do great.
That I do not screw this up.
You're going to knock it out of the park, score a touchdown, whatever sports analogy would go hand in hand with this, you're going to do that.
Well, I appreciate the confidence that you seem to have in me, the confidence I don't have in myself.
I'll have it for you. Don't worry.
Thank you for being here this morning. Good vibes. We're going to continue those throughout this morning, along with Red Flag Friday. That's coming up at 7:25 this morning. And if you listen later in our show, perhaps you are aware we do this game called Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So it's you versus Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Alyssa hasn't lost in over 3 weeks.
Bill is starting to like lose his mind. If somebody doesn't beat me soon, he's gonna fly off the handle.
I have questions today that are actually in a completely different language.
Oh, come on. I did get nervous when you mentioned that you were going to do all geography questions the one day. I was like, oh, no, don't do that.
I might do it someday.
Don't do it.
That's somber. And you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. There is new music this morning. And I'm not ready to play it for you.
Oh, okay.
But it is for... Give me a second here.
I know who it's from, can I say?
Yeah, you can say.
Okay.
And please
Ed
do.
Ed Sheeran, he's back. His 8th studio album, Play, just dropped this morning. But I don't know if you know this, Bill. He said that he already has another album in the tank.
Yeah, he said that. So the names of his albums. So the one that, as you just said, the one that dropped was Play. He also has...
Rewind is the next one.
And then he's named all of his next... So 5 albums total, and he's named them all. Pause, Fast Forward, and Stop will all be released.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how long this will take, though, because he was saying that Rewind might not come out for like another year and a half.
Yeah, but he said he's like pretty much finished with it, though.
I know.
I know. That's just such a tease. Give it to us now.
Which makes me think that...
Drop a double album, Ed.
If he's got 5 albums that he wants to drop, this might take like a decade.
It's good. We really might be in for the long haul here. He's taking us on a journey.
So thank you for indulging me there. I wanted to grab a clip of one of the new songs. We've already heard Azizam.
I do really like that one. I'm surprised that one did not take off more as a summer song, but that's okay.
Old Phone, we heard Sapphire, we heard a little more. And out this morning is Camera. When everything is black and white, your color's exploding. There's something in the way you shine. I don't need a camera when you're in my eyes. Aww. I want to hear that full track.
That sounds like another really good like first dance song.
Let's text the boss. We need to play that full track.
Yeah, let's get that full thing in the system, right. Please.
So we'll text him. We got to hear that entire track this morning. So we'll get that on this morning sometime on the show. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. Good morning, Bill and Alyssa. How long has it been that Travis and Taylor have been engaged? Seems like forever.
Doesn't it seem like so long? I was thinking about that last night. It has not even been like a month.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks at least, right?
At least something like that. Because they got engaged on, what, August 10th? We found out like on the 13th.
Okay.
So
Kylie Kelce, who is or is soon to be Taylor's sister-in-law, who is married to Jason Kelce. She has her own podcast, a very popular podcast. I have found that there are many people who listen to this show that also listen to Kylie's podcast.
I enjoy it a lot. I like her podcast. It's called Not Gonna Lie with Kylie Kelce.
How often does she drop new episodes?
Ooh, I don't know. They just kind of like whenever she drops a new one, I follow the podcast. So they just pop up in my feed. I'm not sure.
So she has received some criticism from fans in recent weeks for not mentioning or not congratulating Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Come on. Because she didn't publicly congratulate them.
And on her most recent podcast, Kylie hits back at those critics.
Of course she does. She's Kylie Kelce.
So this is Kylie.
I don't need to talk about them all the time. Our relationship is private between us. And so it's okay that time made it so that we didn't congratulate them in the last episode.
Yeah, Kylie explains that she makes a conscious effort to not discuss Taylor and Travis on her podcast.
I don't need to come out here and make statements when I already talked to them. You see what I'm saying? I don't need you to clickbait my... I don't need you to take my comments and try and dissect it.
God, I love her. I love her so much.
It sounds very contentious. Like her podcast, like this is at least the third time that, because I have never listened to one episode, and maybe that's not fair of me to, but all I have are these clips, and it seems like she's always yelling at her podcast listeners.
No, she's not yelling. She's just, she reminds me, so she's a Philadelphia girl, but she just reminds me of Cleveland women. Like, honestly, the fact that you are married to Paula, mm-hmm. you would get along just fine with Kylie. Same kind of, same wavelength, same mentality, just a little bold. I don't know.
Well, I agree with you on this point. It's absurd for someone to think that Kylie, for some reason, is not happy that Taylor and Travis are engaged.
That's wild. Like, people are acting as if she doesn't have Taylor Swift's phone number to just send her a text or give her a phone call, like, whenever she wants.
Yeah, it's weird to me. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why her fans would expect that of her, especially if they're fans. I mean, if they truly know her, then
yeah,
they would already know that already, that she's not going to talk about. It's not a Taylor and Travis podcast that she's doing. She's
right,
talking
it's her
about
her own thing.
Right. But then again, they have forced her to talk about Taylor and Travis.
Right.
And here she is talking about how they really, truly are excited about the engagement.
I am so incredibly happy for them. We are so excited that they are taking this next step. The girls are so excited to get another aunt. I am so truly happy for them. And I feel so grateful that we get to welcome Taylor into our family in a more official capacity.
Well, there you go. You forced her to say it.
Oh, just imagine those Thanksgiving Day mimosas with Taylor, with Kylie Kelce and Taylor Swift. I would love to be at that family gathering.
Well, you know, they would be somewhere else. They would be somewhere else in the house, like in the kitchen.
Oh, gossiping. But I want to be in the thick of it. Yes.
Because Travis and Jason would be in the living room watching football.
Yeah. Get the boys sat in front of their sports. That, let me gossip with my bubbly.
That would be a fun Thanksgiving dinner. All right. You've got the Q Morning Show. Friday morning. It's Q104.
Houdini.
Dua Lipa, it's Q104. The Emmys are also coming up this weekend.
That's TV, right?
It is TV. It will be on TV and giving awards away to TV shows.
Any shows that we know, or are they all above our mental capacity?
The leading nominees for nominations, I have seen two out of the four.
Okay.
Severance leads the way with 27 nominations.
Ooh, yeah. Severance was good.
Then The Penguin, which is some show on HBO about Batman. Or
heard of it. Haven't watched it.
No, me neither. The Studio on Apple TV Plus. I did not watch that.
I didn't either.
And The White Lotus has 23 nominations. I am up to date with that show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have not watched season 3. So I got to get on that.
So the Emmys, Sunday night, 8 o'clock on CBS, streaming on Paramount Plus. Nate Bargatze is the host.
You're a big fan of him.
I am. I think I want to watch the monologue.
Uh-huh.
And then probably shortly after that, I'll start tuning out once the awards start.
Yeah, award shows are hard for us. They start so late. It's such a late time for us to be up on a school night.
All right, good vibes on the way. 216-474-0104. We shared a lot of good vibes yesterday. We would like to continue that today. What is going on in your world right now that brings you some joy? But right now, it might be difficult to find it, but hopefully you have found it. And if you want to share it with us, that would be great. 216-474-0104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
New Ed Sheeran, Camera. We're going to be playing that all day long today on Q104. It's Bill and Alyssa. I'm fascinated by this because in my relationship, in my marriage, I am not allowed to buy things or spend any money without Paula's permission. So it is interesting to me when other people are allowed to do it. Like, I'm jealous of Bryce. I'm envious of him.
Because he loves his gadgets. He loves getting that kind of stuff. He always has. And I love that for him. And you know what? It's one of those things. It's not even a money issue. It's more of a practicality issue for me.
Sure.
Because most of the things that he is buying gadget-wise, like, they're not expensive.
Okay.
But I'm just like, why? Yesterday, I got home from work and I see an Amazon package on the porch. And I haven't really been shopping on Amazon this year, so I know it's not mine. Take it into Bryce, and he's like, oh, cool.
It's starts finally to open here.
It's here. And I go, what'd you get? He opens up this box, Bill. This boy bought electronic scissors. Are you serious? Electronic scissors. I'm not gonna lie, they're pretty cool. But okay. Why? This is not the first time that he has bought a gadget that is just like so stupid.
Okay, so is your first question, was your first question why? Why did you, what inspired you, Bryce, to purchase this item?
No, I knew what the inspiration was. I was cutting boxes on Tuesday night? Because our trash day is on Wednesday. So I was cutting boxes to make them all fit in the bin.
Uh-huh.
And he saw me doing that. He wasn't doing it. He saw me doing it. And so he was like, I'm going to be the best husband and buy electronic scissors.
How thoughtful.
Very thoughtful of him. And like I said, they do work like a charm. I will give him that. I will give credit where credit is due.
So he doesn't do a lot of cutting on his own.
No, but he did see that. He did see that I was struggling, so he was kind enough to buy the electronic scissors with me in mind.
So this is a gift for you.
Mm-hmm. This is, like I said, this is not the first time. Just so that people don't think I'm being dramatic here, let me give some past examples. He bought a contraption in one of our first apartments. We still have it, to make hard-boiled eggs. It's its own device.
Yeah.
You can make those in a pot of water, like,
you can.
Very easily.
Yeah. Well, how about this? We buy our hard-boiled eggs pre-made in
the
package.
No, you don't. Do you really?
We do. Yeah, Costco sells them.
Oh my gosh.
So
why?
So instead, I don't know, it's just easier. So instead, somebody already put them in they already boiled them.
It takes 10 minutes.
Well, do you think I have 10 minutes in the morning to make breakfast? No, it's
That's why you do it the night before. That way you're prepared.
It's a grab and go kind of a thing for me.
Okay, well.
And I use scissors to open up the package, but not electronic scissors. I just use regular scissors because I'm just a peon.
If you had the opportunity to get electronic scissors, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't buy that.
Good. I'm proud of you.
No. How much did those cost, though? Do you know offhand how much they cost?
I don't. I'm going to guess under $20.
You think so?
I'm going to guess under $20.
I would have guessed more for electronic scissors.
No, they're like a USB plug-in. It's not too techie.
Maybe he got himself a deal there.
Maybe. I'll keep you guys updated on what the next useless gadget is.
All right, coming up this morning, Red Flag Friday. We're going to talk to Nate. No idea how Nate is with buying useless gadgets, but Nate is in the dating world.
Oh, okay.
And he's been dating someone for a few weeks now. He's gone on 3 dates with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And also 5 other people have come along. And that's the problem.
Ah, yeah.
Red Flag Friday coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa on Red Flag Friday. Nate in North Ridgeville is going to join us this morning. So he is pursuing a girl.
Ooh.
And I think that he has run into a red flag. He's going to tell us about it. Nate, good morning.
Morning, guys. What's up?
You tell us what's going on with you and this girl.
All right. So it's weird, man. I've gone on like 3 dates with this girl, and we're having a good time. But the thing is, each time they've been double dates, and you know, it's by her doing, and it's weird.
Okay.
Oh.
So the first date, I mean, I kind of got it because, you know, she's meeting up with me in person for the first time. Who knows? I might be a killer. I might be a crazy person.
Yeah, it can be a little daunting.
Yeah, sure.
Sounds uplifting.
You know. Right?
Dating today sounds like so much fun.
It's like the Wild West out there, Bill. You have no idea.
I might be meeting the man of my dreams, or I might be meeting a killer.
I might be meeting my abysmal end.
Okay.
World's a crazy place. I mean, I get it. So we went to dinner. And it was like her and one of her friends and her friend's boyfriend. And, you know, it was a nice time. It was kind of a nice group outing. And it was no problem. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, I get it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time we hang out, we go out to play mini golf. And again, it's a different friend and her husband. And I'm like, okay.
Did she tell you in advance that she's inviting a friend and her husband on the second date?
I mean, like last minute.
Okay.
Like, yeah. You know, last minute to the point where I was like, oh, I can't say no, but also I'm like, I mean, I get it.
Yeah, you can't really tell her no.
Yeah, no, that would be weird, and I'm not, you know. So again, we had a nice time, but the thing is, it's really difficult to kind of try and get to know her. I feel like I have a good connection with her, but we're not really able to spend too much time with each other because there's a whole bunch of other people there.
Okay,
you know, half the time I felt like I was learning more about like her friend's husband than I was about her.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. I get it. Yes, cool. You're a banker. Awesome. So, you know, for our third date, we were going to keep it casual. And I swear, like, I asked her on the phone. I was like, hey, it's just going to be you and me, right? Like, because I want it to be us. And she was like, yeah, absolutely. 2 hours before we're supposed to meet up, she sends me a text and she says, hey, my friend wants to get together, like, with us again. Can she come? And I'm like, yeah. And then it turned out to be the friend from the first date and her boyfriend again. And they're like, hey, good to see you again.
Oh.
So now I don't know what to think. I mean, I want to spend some alone time with her so I can get to know her better. But it's like she only wants to see me if her friends are around. And I'm like, is this a red flag?
When you say alone time, like it's difficult to get that first kiss in there. I'm trying to read between the lines here.
Sure. Like, so it's more difficult.
Yeah, I think even just aside from the physical part, though, it's hard to have like those deep conversations with someone when there's 2 other people there.
Yeah.
What's your guess, Alyssa? Like, is she just nervous about the first kiss or anything else physical? And that's why she keeps bringing other people along on the dates?
I honestly don't think it's that. Nate, I think she might just be trying to suss you out. I think that she might just not totally know how she feels. That's why she's bringing people along with her, just to maybe have someone there to break up any awkward silences.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I understand that maybe on the first date, but now this has gone on. This is three dates now.
Yeah.
Like, how long is this going to take? When's she going to figure it out? Is it a red flag, though? That's what we need to consider.
Yeah.
If we have like a fourth date and she brings somebody, I'm like, maybe I'm done.
Or she could throw you a curveball and bring her parents.
Oh, gosh.
What would that mean? 216-474-0104. Nate is really into this girl. She keeps bringing other people on the date. Is that a red flag? Red Flag Friday continues next. All right, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday. We've been talking about Nate, who has been trying to court a girl.
Trying his best. He's gone on some dates with her, but also like a bunch of other people that she keeps bringing along on the dates. He's yet to even have a one-on-one with her.
I think that they talk all the time via text and face snap and whatever else the kids
are
using
close,
these days.
So close, Snapchat.
But trying to get this girl one-on-one has been a challenge.
Yeah.
Every single date, she asks if she can bring along a friend, and it turns into a double date. And Nate's like, well, how do I get her to just go on a date with just me?
Right.
Let's go to Brittany in Seoul. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts? What should Nate do here?
Well, I have thoughts on the girl. I mean, if he really wants, my hunch is either A, she's just not that into him, mm-hmm. or B, she's just that insecure. Meaning those kind of people who always need their friends, like, do you like him? Are you sure? You know,
oh,
can I wear this?
Yeah,
will you come
like
to the bathroom with me?
Their friend's approval.
Yeah, they kind of need somebody to bounce everything off of.
So is that a red flag then for you if she is one of those types of personalities?
For me? Well, I'm not dating her. It's He's just got to decide if... And he probably wants to get to the bottom line of she's just not that into him thing.
Yeah, but I mean, if it is like a package deal sort of situation where it's like, she might like you, but if her friends don't like you, then you're not sticking around. Like, he's got to figure out if that's something he's down for.
I don't know. I feel like today's generation, I mean, we can all say anything. And even if it's not in person, you can say it via text. It'd be like, is this a package deal? You can bring them along everywhere.
Honestly, yeah. Like, Nate should just like send her a text and just straight up ask.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he should do that yet. I think you should. I think you should try one more time. Ask her on a date where it's a date that there is literally no way you can bring someone else on the date. Like,
well, hopefully she listens to Q104, so he doesn't have to tell her. She won't bring them.
That would be the easiest solution here.
He should say, "Hey, you know what we should do? We should go get a couples massage."
Date?
Yeah, it's kind of a creepy date idea, especially for like a fourth date.
I'm just trying to think of things that there's only like two people that can do it.
Yeah.
Like,
I
what
mean,
else? Let's ride let's ride one of those bikes that only have two seats on.
Like a tandem bike?
Yeah, we'll ride a tandem bike around the park.
Yeah.
Go kayaking.
Yeah, kayaking,
there
that's
you
good.
Go. That's see, a good one,
he
too.
He could tell her that he wants to take her to get her nails done or something. I don't know. Who wants to go on a date with
watch
other,
her
other
try
people?
To bring her friend and see if he'll foot the bill for her friend, too.
No, it's got to be something, where nobody else can be involved. I like the kayak idea.
Yeah. I think we're on to something here. I think we really got something here.
Brittany, thank you so much for listening to us.
Yes, you're welcome. I love it.
Okay. So we're down to the final two chances this week to beat Alyssa in Alyssa's College of Knowledge. This win streak has gone on now for over 3 weeks. So we'll try again here coming up. You versus Alyssa will need someone to play, and we have tickets for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra this holiday season at Rockin' Arena. It's coming up in less than 10. Is Matt going to be the one? Is Matt going to be the one to end this winning streak of Alyssa's? Matt in Garrettsville, good morning.
Good morning. We're going to try.
I have your five questions right here.
All right.
If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Matt, I know you're going to do your best. Let's go. Question one. This comedian is hosting the Emmys this weekend. He's also hosting two shows at Rocket Arena next month.
Kevin Hart.
Question two. The name of the famous clock tower in London?
I don't know.
All right, let's try with question three. I know you're getting this one. What is the name of the popular basketball shooting game where players try to match each other's shots with the missed shots giving you a letter that eventually spells out what word?
Horse.
Question four. The Handmaid's Tale is a very popular TV series and book by Margaret Atwood. The sequel to The Handmaid's Tale was released in 2019. What is its name?
I have no idea. My wife probably just watched it, though.
All right, final question. This one's for you. In 1991, Nirvana released a song where the title was derived from a deodorant.
Deodorant? I have no idea. It's not doing so hot.
All right, Matt, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Matt, thank you for having us on this morning and for listening and for playing.
Sorry, I couldn't help try and beat Alyssa.
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's so hot.
I don't think you're going to help in that category, but it's been fun playing. Alyssa taking a big giant swig of her energy drink and meet Matt from Garrettsville.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How'd it go?
Oh, it didn't go good.
Oh, it's okay.
Let's just get it over with.
Okay.
This comedian is hosting the Emmys this weekend. He's also hosting two shows at Rocket Arena next month.
Is it Nate Bargatze?
Nate Bargatze.
There we go.
Correct. Question two. The name of the famous clock tower in London?
Big Ben.
Question three. What is the name of the popular basketball shooting game where players try to match each other's shots with the missed shots giving you a letter that eventually spells out what word?
Horse.
Question four. The Handmaid's Tale is a very popular TV series and a book by Margaret Atwood. Mm-hmm. The sequel to The Handmaid's Tale was released in 2019. What is its name?
I don't know. I actually have no idea.
The Testaments.
Huh. Is it a show or is it a book?
I think it's a book. Maybe they're making it into a show.
I think it's just a book. That's probably why I don't know about it. Not a big reader.
Final question. In 1991, Nirvana released a song where the title was derived from a deodorant.
Smells like Teen Spirit, baby.
Matt, how did you not know that one by Nirvana?
I don't know. I still don't know it.
Matt, you don't know that song? Are you for real right now? Were you born in the 2000s?
I was born in 91.
Dude, you were like in the thick of the grunge era.
Oh, Matt, we're not. I'm not going to make fun of you.
Oh, Matt, I'm just disappointed.
Okay.
It's okay.
But I think you should go out. I think you should live life a little bit more.
I think you should listen to some Nirvana today.
Matt, I'm just kidding. Thank you. We do have tickets for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Let's start there. You're going to see TSO this holiday season.
Yeah. All
right. Sounds good. Thank you. My name is Matt. And I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us this morning. I love having people over to my house. You know, especially this time of year when it's getting cooler, minus this weekend where it's actually getting warmer.
Oh, yeah, because you usually do Fire Pit Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like having people over to the backyard and entertaining. And I'm excited about that right up until the moment when they arrive. And then I just start stressing about so many things. Like, usually it's...
Like what?
I don't know. Is Myrtle too out of control and jumping on people? Mm. And does my house smell? I don't know. Just so many things.
What?
So there's this list that I found. Ways you can avoid being judged when you have guests over. And there's five things on this list. One of them is going right to the food.
Oh, okay. Just getting right into the nitty gritty of it.
Relying on store-bought desserts. So what this list is implying that you are being judged if you buy a dessert from a store as opposed to baking it yourself.
I judge for that.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I kind of disagree.
I don't bake at all, so it's very hypocritical of me to judge because I am the person that brings the store-bought dessert. But if I show up at your house and you have it, I'm going to be like, wow, they really just...
I wouldn't judge anyone for not baking. Have you had a Costco cheesecake? It's delicious.
I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah, I don't get to enjoy the finer things in life.
Honestly.
Sorry. Sorry that my dietary restrictions make your life difficult.
I might not ever ask you over to my house.
Hey, at least I'm only dairy-free. Okay. I'm not gluten-free. I'm not vegan. Okay, I try to keep it as easy as I can, but my body says no to dairy. I don't know.
Things to avoid so you're not judged at your house. Do not make your guests wait to ask for refills. Always be checking on those drinks. When you get up out of the chair, anybody need anything? Anybody need anything?
What am I, a waitress at B-Dubs?
What? If you have people
go get
over your
own.
Are you serious right now?
I'm so serious, actually. I'm a very, like, my home is your home kind of person. Make yourself at home.
Well, you're being judged because they're done with their drink and they're waiting for you to go get them another drink.
If anything, I might ask, like, oh, hey, did you want another one? And if they say, yeah, I'll be like, yeah, go get one. It's in the fridge. Like, I'm not a maid.
Number three on this list is right with what you were talking about a second ago about being lactose intolerant. It's you're being judged if you avoid the topic of dietary restrictions. So, please have a medical form that Alyssa can fill out if she ever comes to your house so she can list down all of her allergies.
So this is suggesting that hosts should ask their guests?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. So, especially if you're feeding them. You know, like my brother-in-law has some sort of a nut allergy, so we have to be very careful about, you know, what we have at the house.
Well, now I can see that our dietary restrictions make you more upset than anyone. No, so I'm sorry about that.
I'm fine. I would ask. I would totally ask. Okay, so these are ways you can avoid being judged when you have guests over. Next thing on this list is turning dinner into a cooking show. So you should have dinner
prepared,
almost prepared.
Okay.
Don't wait until your guests arrive and then start cooking dinner.
And definitely don't make them watch.
Exactly right. Because their stomachs will be growling. They will get annoyed. They will judge you.
That's fair.
Final thing on this list. Don't forget the farewell. I find this one interesting.
This is interesting.
Because it says that people don't always know when it's time to go. And you think... Don't you think it's the opposite? Like, I would always think it's like, I want these people to leave. When are they going to get the hint and get up and go?
Yes. That's always how I feel right. When I have people at my home.
But it might be a two-way problem here, a two-way street. The guests don't know when to go either. So you're supposed to announce it according to this list.
You're supposed to just say party's over.
You're supposed to say last call or the Martha Stewart method. Do you know what Martha Stewart does? She says that I just tell everybody I'm going to bed. So I'll see you.
Yeah, I mean, that's my MO usually, or I just pull an Irish goodbye. I'm good for those if I'm hosting.
That usually works with me, especially with my work schedule.
Yeah, we have an easy excuse, an easy out.
It's always like, I got to go to bed. I got to get up so early in the morning. And usually people just stick around and just, you know, hang out in the backyard, even though I go to bed.
Right. And then I'm like, that's the spouse's problem. It's no longer my issue to deal with.
Write that down. Like, how do you get people to leave your house? Like, we should get into that.
That's a good question, because that is not something I've mastered.
If we don't have time for it today, we'll get to it on a future show. It's Q1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh, four. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. Good morning. So this headline popped up this morning, and I read it. This was the headline. Selena Gomez reveals who her ring bearer will be.
I saw that. Were you surprised? Because I was.
This was about who the ring bearer was?
Or? Yes.
Okay. Let's get to that in a second. Okay, well, let's talk about, okay. The ring bearer, well, it was a joke, though. She was on the Tonight Show and she was joking.
Was it a joke? I don't know.
She said it was Martin Short.
Yes.
From her, from Only Murders in the Building, her mm-hmm. co-star. Okay. I thought she was joking.
She might have been, but I kind of hope she's serious. I hope she's at least half serious.
This is what I thought of when I read the headline. Selena Gomez is getting married? I totally forgot.
Oh, you forgot?
You didn't forget? Ever since Taylor Swift announced her engagement, I totally forgot that Selena Gomez was also engaged and is supposed to be married like this month. Like, yeah, it's supposed to happen at the end of this month.
The only reason it was like at top of mind for me is I saw a few days ago that the announcement came out that they're doing it at the end of this month, which seems very quick. They just got engaged a few months ago.
But I think that when you're in association with Taylor Swift, mm-hmm. I think that whatever you're doing has a tendency to get overshadowed. I have another example for you. Ice Spice. And that's a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Ice Spice was on, you're going to have to help me out with this. Ice Spice was on some podcast, Kai Cenat.
Yes. He's a streamer.
He's a streamer.
Yeah.
Oh, good for
him. He's a really big streamer.
He seems to be very popular. So he had Ice Spice on as a guest.
Okay.
And during this live stream, put Ice Spice on the spot and said, why don't you call up Taylor Swift right now?
Did she do it?
She didn't do it. Here's a little audio from that.
She wants me to call Taylor.
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Say what?
I'm like, if I don't.
I don't know. Just say hi.
I look crazy.
You might as well just and do it. They want you to.
It depends on where she live, it is late.
Or where she's at.
So she didn't do it.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't have done that.
But that has to be annoying.
That has to be. I also mentioned it, though, last week. Do you remember? Or 2 weeks ago when Taylor got engaged. Because it came, like, right on the heels of Sabrina's new album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were wondering, oh, is that going to upstage the announcement? Or not the announcement, but
the release Sabrina's, of the album, because yeah. She had already announced the album was coming, and then all of a sudden Taylor announces her album, and now she's getting married, and then we get Sabrina's album. And it felt like it just kind of got swept under the rug a little bit.
There was a rumor that Taylor was going to drop a new song today, that she was going to drop one of the songs from her new album early.
Oh.
I saw that rumor going around, and I'm sure that Ed Sheeran,
I was going to say,
would have a problem with that.
Yeah, because he just dropped a new album today, too.
And he has been upstaged by Taylor Swift before.
Oh.
216-474-0104. This is what I thought we could get into. Because I, back to Selena Gomez. Do you think Selena Gomez she would never publicly admit it. But do you think, like, in the back of her mind, she thought, Taylor, couldn't you have waited to announce that engagement after I got married?
Right. Like, isn't there, like, a little bit of an etiquette thing there? They're very good friends.
Yeah.
So, I think it definitely could be stealing Selena's thunder a little bit.
Who stole your thunder? You had a big announcement. You had some sort of a big event. And someone swooped in and they got all the attention. 216-474-0104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Kelly in Elyria, good morning.
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning. So, is there someone in your life that has ruined your moment? They stole your thunder?
100%. It happened to me back, I think, like 2008. It was right when Drew Carey took over The Price is Right.
Okay.
And that was my favorite show growing up. And it was always my dream to be a contestant.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you said I wanted to be the host of The Price is Right. And damn it, Drew Carey got it.
No, I wanted them to say, come on down.
Have you ever been to the show? Like, have you ever been in the audience for a taping to try to be a contestant?
Yes, I did. I convinced my friend to take a vacation with me and go to California during spring break so that we could see if we could get on the show.
Okay.
And I should also mention that my friend Heather didn't want to go. She was like, that sounds so stupid. No one ever wins. That is dumb.
But she went anyways?
But she went because she was like, you know, all about California.
Okay.
So she hadn't seen palm trees. And I was like, girl, I'm just trying to meet Drew Carey, okay?
Yeah, like I have one goal and one goal only.
Exactly. So I don't know if you guys have ever done this game show thing, but it's not what I thought. You do stand in this long line before you can even go into the studio.
Right.
And these people come and kind of like do these pre-interviews. They ask you about yourself.
Mm.
But we get into the audience. And I'm like, man, I know they're going to pick me. They kept asking me questions. They're going to pick me.
You were confident.
You're feeling good.
I was confident. So we're there, and all of a sudden I hear her name. Heather, come on down.
Oh.
And my jaw.
And she didn't even want to go to the game show, David.
Right.
No. And not only did she get down to contestant's row, but she got on stage after two tries. She's up there jumping around, acting all excited to meet Drew Carey. And I'm like, girl, you are such a liar, you know?
Oh, what game did she get to play?
She played Punch a Bunch, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, you punch the holes in the thing. And
the holes.
Yeah, and then Drew reaches his hand in and brings out the thing. And it's like $50 or sometimes it's $250.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she won $25.
That's it? She only got $25?
It's better than nothing.
$25. She wasn't like the best in the showcase. She didn't get to spin the big wheel.
Oh, yeah. So
secretly, I was like, that's what you get. You get bus money to get back to the hotel. You know?
Yeah. You might have become unhinged if she got to spin the wheel.
Oh, gosh.
I would have probably lost my mind. I don't know if we'd still be friends.
Are you guys still friends today?
Oh, we're still friends. We laugh about it. And occasionally when we're out, she'll be like, you know what? I'll treat you to dinner tonight. I know you're still upset with me about Drew Carey, you know?
Kelly, thank you so much for listening to us and for calling in this morning.
Thanks for just helping me relive that this morning. I'm going to have to give her a call. You know what? I hope she's listening. Maybe she's listening and she's going to text me any minute and say, I can't believe you put that story on the radio.
Larissa in Parma is here. This is the absolute final chance this week to beat Alyssa before the weekend. And if this doesn't happen, Larissa, then we roll into week four without Alyssa losing a game. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
No pressure on you. I have your five questions. Again, the rules, if you answer more of these questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one for you this morning. In which body of water is Hawaii located?
Oh, I do not know.
No guess?
No guess.
Question two, what is used to make a coffee style called a latte? What do they put in that coffee to make it a latte?
Milk.
Question three, Alex Trebek was the legendary longtime host of what game show?
Jeopardy.
Question four, in 2014, a popular rock band released their album into our iPhones and nobody asked for it. Name that band.
I do not know. I'll just go with a guess of AC/DC.
Final question. Heisenberg was the alter ego that Walter White used in what TV series?
Oh, these are so hard. I do not know.
No guess?
No guess.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Larissa, did I hear whispering? I thought maybe someone was helping you this morning.
No.
Okay,
nobody's with me.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine if someone is helping you.
No, nobody's with me.
I just thought I heard whispering. So maybe I have voices in my head.
Oh, that's not good.
Whispering to me. Alyssa, meet Larissa in Parma.
Good morning, Larissa.
Good morning, Alyssa.
So Larissa got 2 out of 5 here. Two out of five. So Alyssa, you need 2 to tie and 3 to win. Here we go. In which body of water is Hawaii located?
The Pacific Ocean.
That's correct. Question two, what is used to make a coffee style called a latte?
What do you mean? Like milk?
Milk is correct. I thought that was an easy one. Maybe not.
I didn't know what you meant. I'm like, what kind of coffee? Like what?
I guess what I was asking was what ingredient is used to make.
What else goes in there?
Yeah. Mm. All right. Question three. Alex Trebek was the legendary longtime host of what game show?
Jeopardy.
Question four. In 2014, a popular rock band released their new album into our iPhones and nobody asked for it.
That's U2.
U2. Oh my God.
I will never forget that.
I will never forgive that.
I've never seen people so angry over free music.
I'm still deleting songs from U2, I think, out of my library because all of a sudden some U2 song. Like, what is this? I didn't put this in there.
Whenever they put out a new album, I hope that that's how they release it.
Final question. Heisenberg was the alter ego that Walter White used in what TV series?
Breaking Bad.
That's right. Alyssa just went 5 for 5 to rub it into our face.
Oh, wow. Good job, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
If it helps at all, I didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, I'm sure.
So next week, the win streak continues. Alyssa will be beginning a 4th week.
Undefeated.
Larissa, I know you tried your best.
I did.
Good job.
And we have some tickets for you to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra this holiday season.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. My name is Larissa, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I'm Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.